This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So this week is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, Meretz Hashem. And there's actually a debate in Halacha. What is the correct Haftorah to read? As we mentioned, this week is the third week of the Shiva Dinachemta. So typically we would lane Aniya Sayara Lainuchama. However, it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And even though Tadir Vashena Tadir Tadir Kaidem, which Lachara that means Rosh Chodesh is more common than Shiva Dinachemta. On the other hand, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is not more Tadir than Shiva Dinachemta. You could have twice, but the Shiva Dinachemta is at least seven times. But we know that Tosfos brings down Masechta Megillah, that the Shiva Dinachemta are from the most important Haftarahs of the year. They're legislated by the Psikta. But as we mentioned, that the Taz says that the reason why ultimately we lay in the Shabbat, the Haftar of Rosh Chodesh, is because the Haftar of Rosh Chodesh has in it Nechama as well. Simchu. Simchu?
Simchu, yeah.
Es Yerushalayim v'giluba kol oyaveha sisu itam asayis kol amesabilim. So we also have Kish Asharimai Tanachamehnu Kein Anoichi Menachemchem, right? So too, I will console you. Okay, but we're going to spend a few moments on the Haftarah of Aniya Sayara, which we have to skip this year. And we say, Visamti Kad Choyd Shimshoy Sayach. Visamti Kad Choyd Shimshoy Sayach Ushe Arayach La'avnei Ekdach V'chol Gvulech La'avnei Chayfetz. I will make your sons like kadchoid, which is a precious jewel. And actually, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Machlokes, which jewel is this? Is it Shoyham or Yashpeh? Okay.
What stones are those? Do you know what they are?
The Shoyham stone. We know, you know, like the Avnei Shoyham, the Avnei Miluim. What is it?
Onyx.
Okay. And then the Yashpeh. Be it as it may, the Bnei Yisaschar writes in his commentary to this Haftorah, that the word kad choyd, we could use the following system. We can multiply 20 times 20 and 4 times 4. So what's 20 times 20? 416. What's 416? Double Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 208. We've been dealing with Yitzchak a lot. We said Nachamu, Nachamu is 208. So here we had kad choyd. So 20 times 20 and 4 times 4 is double Yitzchak. Why? He will be the Melitz La'asad on Klal Yisrael. It's also Gematria, Shammai, and Hillel. Okay? But this word, Kad Choyd, is a very interesting word, which is a remez to Yitzchak. Another interesting thing here. Marv Raboisai, V'chol banayich limudei Adonai v'rav shalom banayich. So the Bnei Yisrael says this is a remez that even though there are many principles of tshuva, we have to do charata, regret, aziva sachet, vidoy, kabbalah la'asid. But the main principle of tshuva is increase in limud haTorah l'shma. Like the Medrash says, if somebody frequently learned one daf, they should learn more. Now the truth is that even though tshuva helps at all times, but the most opportune time to do tshuva is from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Now, in past years, we've made the following analogy, that these 40 days are like a mikvah. How many lug in a mikvah?
40 sa.
40 sa. So, how many lug in a mikvah? So, there are 6 eggs in a lug, 4 lug in a kav, 6 kav in a sa. So, it's 24 times 40, 960. Tat kas. Lug in a sa. There are 960 lug in a sa. And how many hours in these 40 days? Right? 960. In other words, the 960 hours of the 40 days of tshuva are analogous to the 960 lug in a mikvah. To indicate that if somebody gets pushed into a mikvah against their will, they're going to become tahar. Likewise, you could go through Elul kicking and screaming, you're going to come out a different person. Even if you don't do anything, you know, it's like you're being thrown into a mikvah. Whether you like it or not, sitting, you know, going through the slichas and sitting in the Beis HaKnesses and going through the process, something will happen to you. Now, likewise, there's a very interesting Yushalmi. What's the halacha if a mouse falls into your cholent? Are you allowed to eat the cholent? I know a story of in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, a cat fell into the cholent. And they noticed the cholent was especially tasty that week. And they realized after, why?
It was probably also hairy.
But well, the chickens, anyway, the chickens are already, you know. But what's halacha if a mouse falls into a cholent? Is it batel b'shishim or not?
No.
Beria is not batel, afilu be'elef, says the Bavli. The Yishalmi argues. The Yishalmi says, a beria is batel be'elef. A beria is batel be-960, says the Yishalmi. We don't pass in that way. So too, you go through a Tishrei and an Elul, the 960 hours, and we're a beria, we're an entity, our averos become batel. But now we're going to use a different system this year. Because it's not always true that there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, because starting from Aleph Elul, Elul is Chaser. So they're really 39 days. So how many hours are in Elul?
936.
So 960 minus 24, 936. Ah, oh, so listen to this. Now, so last year and the years past, we dealt, and also in the new book coming up, called The Mystery and the Majesty, there we deal with the number 9960. But now, this year, we're dealing with the new system. We're going to deal with 936. 936, v'hine, hagam sha tshuva mayelas v'chaleis, even though tshuva helps at all times, im kol ze, yomim ha-mesugolim, heim, m'resh chodesh elol, ad yom ha-kippurim. The days that are most opportune are from resh chodesh elol until Yom Kippur. How many hours? 936. B'gematria, shalom rav. Now wait a second, Shalom is only 376. No. We know final letters have gematria. The final chaf, right? A kuf is what? 100. A resh is?
200.
A shin is?
300.
A taf?
400.
And a final chaf is 500. A final mem is 600. A final nun is 700. A final pei is 800. A final tzadi is 900. And what's 1,000? Aleph, which is 1, is also Aleph, 1,000. And then it starts again. Okay? So be it as it may, the gematria of Shalom Rav is 936 with a big mem. Meaning when a person learns Torah Lashma during this time of the year, then V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem. V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem means like this. When we learn Torah Lashma, when all of our children, Limudei Hashem, learn Torah Lashma, then V'Rav Shalom, then Rav Shalom, that refers to the 936 hours with which we are able to do tshuva properly. This is what it means. Tamid HaChachamim are Marbim Shalom. Rav Shalom is numerical value 936, referring to the 936 hours of Elul and the 10 days of Tishrei. Okay. One more remez here. The Mekubalim write, then the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have four sons, Ben, 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 and Ben. What's the gematria of Ben, 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 and Ben? 52 times?
3. 4.
208. Who's 208?
Yes, sir.
Back to Yitzchak, right? That four times Ben is gematria Yitzchak. That la'asid lavai, even the Rasha will come back to Kedusha, and since he has the spark of Kedusha, and the klipa that surrounds the spark of Kedusha will become batel. That's why in the future, as we've mentioned many times, Yitzchak will be the one who will be melitz toivan klal Yisrael. We've mentioned many times on the Gemara and Shabbos, peitesam abeis, that Hashem is going to come to the avais. He's going to say, your children sinned against me. So Avram Avinu is going to say, wipe them out. And Yaakov is going to say, wipe them out. And Yitzchak is going to say, they're your children, not my children. And second of all, I should wipe them out? Why should we wipe them out? First of all, until 20, a person is not liable for punishment. So you only live 50 years, from 20 to 70. And during the night, nobody sins. So you're left with, what, 25 years. And out of those 25 years, half the time, you're either eating, drinking, davening, or in the base hakise, the Gemara says. Some people a little bit more of one, and others a little bit more of the other. Yeah? And so you're left with 12 and a half years. So Yitzchak says, I'll take half, you take half, or you take the whole thing. So Yitzchak is the one who will ultimately defend us, la'asid lavai. he's going to bring in the ben, the ben, the ben, and the ben. All four banim, 52 times 4 is gematria Yitzchak, and he will bring in all the children. So this is what it means. The chol banayich, the one who includes all the banayich, which is Yitzchak, limudei Hashem will be melamed chus to Klal Yisrael. And through that will be zoicha to Rav Shalom banayich. So the chol banayich, the one who incorporates all four children, which is Yitzchak, ben, 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 and ben, he's limudei Hashem, he will be melitz for us, so that v'rav shalom banayach. So these are some thoughts on what is called the Nechama Gimel, Aniyah Saira, and after the break we will do, Be'ezus Hashem, this week's Haftarah.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.